is America with Rich Valdez, powered by PolitiWeek.com.
And Rich Valdez is with us, former Christie administration official.
You work for Chris Christie, you've been in politics, done a lot of public service stuff.
Rich Valdez, columnist now with the Washington Times.
This is America.
Richie V, you're on the air with the nation.
The nation.
This is America with your host, Rich Valdez.
All right, America, my name is Rich Valdez. You're listening to This is America. And as always, I like to refer you to our good friends, our policy partners at JustFacts.com. You've heard of JustFacts before, and I'm going to tell you about them again. JustFacts, F-A-C-T-S.com. And if you go to JustFacts.com/Rich, you can sign up for free for their policy papers. You'll get them absolutely free. And the current one they have right now on the coronavirus is one you don't want to miss. Now, check it out. We are still here, 17 floors above Madison Square Garden, bringing you the latest. And my guest today is Dr. Garcia. Dr. Joxel Garcia was the 14th Assistant Secretary of Health for the United States. He's a four-star admiral in the United States Public Health Service. And for those who don't know, this position is actually the highest ranking medical officer above the Surgeon General in the United States. So, Dr. Joxel Garcia, welcome to the program.
Thank you, and good morning to all of you and all your listeners.
Thank you, sir. So, tell us a little bit about, on a very light note, how is it that you celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month?
Very nice question. As a matter of fact, I'm a very proud father of three kids, Joshua, Kristen, and Henny. And they're very proud of their heritage. So what we have done, I'm part of a fraternity, is Fiatamu in Spanish. Mm-hmm. And we have been celebrating our background and actually how we can help people achieve success. One thing, if you allow me 15 seconds, we are actually working right now in a major enterprise to bring more Hispanics into clinical trials, because what is happening right now in clinical trials for drugs and cures, we are not participating. So when the drugs come out of the trials and go into market, we are identifying there's a lot of side effects. So celebrating and this beautiful month for me, it's bringing more people to find cures for Hispanics and other ethnicities earlier. So that's one thing that we're doing right now. We just finished some phone calls right now with some of the major centers in Texas, in New York, in Chile, and in Poland. And essentially what we were talking was about, you're doing some research for cures. Just make sure that we have Hispanics of all ethnicities and all countries involved in that.
I want to ask you a couple of more questions with respect to what multi-sector international efforts you're focused on right now.
So, as I mentioned, right now, I really want to improve the health of Latinos and Hispanics in the United States. And it's not just enough in terms of medicine and clinical treatments. One thing that really makes me work very hard every day is that I had the opportunity to have multiple degrees and not only work as a 14 Assistant Secretary for Health and the federal government, but I was the Commissioner of Health in Connecticut and D.C. I have worked with both parties. But one thing that is very important for me is the education. And my kids are privileged that they're in college and beyond college. One of them is already doing his fellowship. But I really want to help from the beginning, multisectorial, in the sense of I want kids from Hispanic heritage to get more involved in terms of mathematics, science, and English language and other areas, because that's what makes you have the opportunity to be able to enter college. And then the other thing that I really want to mention, and I really need your help on this one, mm-hmm. is a lot of the kids from Hispanic heritage, they are being told that you are not college material. Go to a community college or go to a technology college, and which is fine. It's not wrong. But when they are there, they should have the opportunity to do more and to have more opportunities. So they actually can actually have real perspective in terms of life and what, how good they can be. Because it's funny when you talk with people in leadership from both parties and from different areas in finance services, and I was the CMO of American Express, they think when you talk about Hispanics, play baseball or boxing, and we're more than that. We're scientists, we're clinicians, we're business owners, we're people that serve our communities very well. So let's start with our kids from elementary school and make sure that they're given the access to good education, especially in the basic science, so that then they can decide if I want to own a bodega or I want to go to NASA and be an astronaut. So that's the way I think, and that's essentially the passion in my life.
Excellent. I guess final wrap-up question, and it could be a very developed answer, but right now we're facing a health crisis in the United States. You have Dr. Fauci in March saying that he felt that it was nothing short of impressive, the coordinated response from the president's coronavirus task force, but he's also been critical of large-scale events that limit social distancing. With respect to vaccines, which seems to be the hot-button item now with the president's initiative to fast-track the vaccines mm-hmm. without sacrificing quality through Operation Warp Speed, what is your take on that, being that you're a professional in this area? And do you think it's wise for certain states to say, or even for Kamala Harris running for vice president to say, if Trump is recommending this vaccine, then I don't want it?
So the first thing I'm going to say, the FDA commissioner is Steve Hahn. He's a close friend of mine. He worked in MD Anderson. He has the most impressive background and highest ethics. So anyone that is questioning what FDA is doing is wrong. That's the first thing I have to say. Mm-hmm. Second, being a person that has been involved in clinical trials and accelerating clinical trials ourselves, I think people should not be afraid if a vaccine comes out. And it's funny, I have to say this. You have seen all these movies, Al Pacino and all these actors. When there's a major in the movie, a major epidemic happening,
They
want to fast-track the vaccine. And everybody loves those movies. And now it has been politically incorrect by specifically one political party just attacking the vaccine creation. And Tony, I know, because when you're the ASH, every public health agency, including FDA, is under you. So I know all these people. And like the president said today, he's a great guy. He may disagree with me and he's a bad pitcher, but he's a great guy. So he's agreed to disagree in politics, but in terms of science, anyone that is questioning FDA or what the scientists are doing is wrong. I mean, I'm going to tell you right away, if the vaccine comes out today, the first person who's going to be online to get the vaccine will be me.
Wow, that's
impressive. Because I trust the science of our country and the science of what our agencies are doing.
Do you feel that the administration and the task force, being that you have some personal and professional relationships with some of them, do you believe that they are following the science?
They're following the science. As a matter of fact, Brett Girard, and the ASH right now, the guy that you see in the mm-hmm. uniform.
Yeah, Admiral Girard.
He also comes from Texas, yeah. He's, I gave my command to him. And he might be boring, but he's a great scientist.
Right.
And I trust him. The Surgeon General is a great guy. He's a public health person. And then you have Tony, and then you have all the rest of the team there. These people are not thinking politics right now, by the way. And I talk with them frequently, and we don't talk about the elections. We talk about the cures. And, you know, in my family, we're Puerto Rican, so.
Mine too.
We like sancocho, mondongo. We like some things that my wife doesn't like, like, for example, She doesn't like patitas de cerdo con garbanzos. So, but I trust when my family prepare them because I know that they're using the right ingredients and the right way of doing it. That's the same thing. I trust the science in this country. And one editorial thing, and I, this might be controversial for your audience, but this virus was actually a shame by WHO and China not to actually alert us. And when we offered to have CDC go in there,
they rejected.
Yeah. And I don't even understand why they're making this a political thing. This should be every person in this country, regardless of their creed, their faith, and their political view, should be supporting what the administration has been doing because it's protecting people. And when he says, the president says that 2 million people should have died if we have just followed the guidelines from other agencies, it's true. So we did, I'm part of Aegis Health Analytics, and we did our predictive numbers, and literally we were thinking that it would be by now close to 1.2 million people dead.
Right.
So I just want to make sure your audience know that I'm not talking this as a political statement. I'm
right. No, you are a doctor. You're a scientist. And you're saying that the measures that have been taken helped to prevent massive death, which was predicted to be in the 1 million to 2 million at the lowest level. Fauci even said 500,000 people. Today, where the curve has been flattened, and while there may be flare-ups, we're at a little bit north of 200,000. So this, from an epidemiological perspective, can be viewed as a win.
Yeah, you're right. 100% you're right.
Well, there you go. So final question, 1 minute that we have. Dr. Joxel Garcia, former ASH and four-star admiral in the U.S. Public Health Service. No doubt that...
Hidratillo, Puerto Rico. So people know. Dairy farmer is my family. So.
Mira para allá, dairy farmer. Look at that. My dad's family were chicken farmers. So my question is to not politicize the science, but to actually take off your admiral's hat and put on your politics hat, because working in D.C., you are no stranger to politics. How do you see the election unfolding?
So, you know, I think the election has been so polarized by media right now that it's disgusting. Here, I have many of my friends that they said that they have been polled and they have lied in their polls and they don't tell people how they're going to vote. I think this election is going to be based on the principles of our society and our constitution. Regardless if you like the president or not, regardless if you like Biden or not, it's about what is behind that.
Well, thank you, Dr. Garcia. That is definitely one way that I think the former highest ranking medical officer in the United States government would celebrate Hispanic heritage, both by celebrating family as well as your professional accolades. So we appreciate that.
Thank you.
Like I always say, if you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything. And the only thing that's necessary for evil to triumph is for good people to do nothing. So take that to heart. Be safe. Take care of your families. We're all going to get through this together. I'm Rich Valdez, and this is America.
This is America.